The once proud industrial heart of Britain, the city of Birmingham, has fallen, finally succumbed to waves of unvetted foreigners flooding in under the banner of globalist diversity mandates.
Our numbers are massive. There's 50 million Muslims in Europe. If all the Muslims in Europe were one country, it would be in the top 10 or top 15 biggest Muslim countries in the world. It would be a big country. We're big people. We have to start acting as if we have the upper hand, because we do.
An engineered demographic warfare state, cheered on by the EU and Davos elites hell-bent on erasing sovereign nations.
The Muslim community showed the world the true face of Islam as a religion of peace and understanding.
Birmingham's guests just installed their own new Muslim mayor in a lavish ceremony dripping with triumph.
One of our city's greatest strengths is its diversity. Birmingham shows that people of different faith, religion, gather with understanding, respect, and shared purpose. Some things we should be proud and continue to build upon for our future generations.
Where no women and no native British citizens were even invited to celebrate, instead locked out of their city's own halls of power. This pattern of imported chaos and institutional neglect echoes across the Irish Sea.
It means to us that we are considered to be part of the society, part of the nation, part of the community, that yes, you know, Irish identity is evolving. And of course, we do not have the generations of ancestors that lived in Ireland, but we do have connection in terms of residence, in terms of contribution to this society, and in terms of loving and caring for this beautiful country. And that is something that we share. So today we are celebrating our Irish connection, being here in the historical, iconic Croke Park, and also we are celebrating our Muslim identity.
Where African migrants have increasingly found themselves in tense confrontations with native Irish farmers defending their land and livelihoods. Native sons tilling ancestral soil now compete with waves of newcomers for scarce resources, all while authorities prioritize migrant accommodations over local traditions.
The mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people in England. Today, in England, there are over 3,000 mosques. There are over 130 Sharia courts in England, and there are more than 50 Sharia councils. 78% of Muslim women do not work and receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work and receive state support and free housing. State-supported Muslim families have an average of 6 to 8 children who all receive free accommodation. Every school in the UK is required to teach about Islam. The number one most common baby name in England is Muhammad. This is not immigration. This is invasion.
Meanwhile, as Europe lies comatose, the Soros-backed EU Migration Pact quietly slams into force on the 12th of June, like a Trojan horse at the gates of Europe. One final blow to finally conquer the gateway to Western civilization. Birmingham and Ireland stand as a grim warning to the West. It's simply conquest by stealth, where birth rates and chain migration do what swords could not. Time to slam that door shut before the door is no more. John Bound.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. Cause I got rights.
I got rights too.
I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect.
Let me just stop right here. We're going to get into the ongoing globalist-funded run Islamic invasion in a moment, where we go fight them over there, and then they just bring them over here. And the answer is integrate with Israel and have the Israeli, not their military, that's the cover story. You read the legislation in the official Defense Authorization Act, which they're trying to pass, to give Israel the codes to everything, the satellites, the NSA, all the secret weapons, just let them into everything, just give it all to them. And that's how Israel's now going to be funded, is off of all of our defense tech. Oh, he goes, we're going to sell you the components to one of our anti-missile systems when our stuff is just as good or better. And that'll fund Israel now. When he said that a month ago, I said, oh, there's some hanky-panky here. There's some skullduggery here. And then we get the legislation. It's above the law. You can't audit it. You can do whatever it wants. It goes into the secret, you know, whole budgetary system of how the Pentagon licenses these weapons to the defense contractors, and they license the money back, and sometimes it comes from the defense contractor, and then it's licensed back. I mean, it's like the Pentagon was involved with COVID-19 and patenting that and then selling it to Bill Gates and all the rest of it. Oh, yeah, Barrick, I'm going to get this coming up. Chapel Hill, the development of COVID-19. Pentagon contract. So the Pentagon ran the propaganda of the COVID-19 rollout. When you're a Pentagon, you think of like Army soldiers or Marines or people in the Navy. Those are the human military, our people that go out and do real missions and believe they're fighting for America and follow their orders. And sometimes the war is not good or not perfect, but they're good people, the best there are. When you talk about the military-industrial complex, Eisenhower was a supreme allied commander, not anti-military, not anti-America. He said, you beware the technocrats, the technological elites, the quote, that's a technocrat. That's the definition of a technocrat. He knew people wouldn't know what that meant in 61, most of them. Now, people weren't well-learned then. People were more learned than they are now. But he's like, a technological elite that runs DARPA and the big universities is not on our side and controls the military-industrial complex. So watch out. These technocrats are in control of our military. And it's on record they were hiding technology from him. Not just UFO stuff. He talked about it. So these mad scientists, they're the top of the food chain. They're the great white shark. They're the apex predator. They're the Bengal tiger in the jungle. Okay? They're the polar bear. Yeah, and its domain is the biggest, baddest thing there is. Okay? And then down feeding through all of it are these governments and different predator groups that got control of their public but make deals with the higher technocrats above it. So there's all these people getting into the New World Order, the Federal Reserve's private, and how, you know, politics has become rigged, and, oh, it's incredible revelations, just so stunning. Great, I'm glad people are learning the basics, but you need to know what runs it at the top of it. And it's a post-human, anti-human system that says humans will be obsolete in their own official documents. But now, take Jonathan Pollard. This is a guy who spent decades in prison for stealing U.S. secrets and selling it to the world. Horrible creature. He's like, we need to go ahead and nuke Iran and drag the U.S. into it. He goes, American Jews need to spy against the United States for Israel. I'm very proud of what I did. You've seen the clips. Well, imagine turning 10,000 Jonathan Pollards loose in Space Command, the NSA, the CIA, all federal agencies, Department of Commerce, Department of Labor. It's the Pentagon. Every federal agency's order, just give them everything, access, integration, lifetime integration, baby, means you might be married to your wife. I don't mean a gross analogy, it's not gross, but I mean it's just a real one. Like, it's your wife, you've been married 15 years, you've got kids, you love each other, whatever. But, I mean, you're not 100% integrated all the time. I mean, when you're having physical sex, you guys are one, you're integrated, okay? You're at work or whatever. She might be integrating with the mailman right now. But this is literally Israel live time sticking its weenie in us in everything. Like live time, 100% wiener in all the time. I'm sorry to use the analogy, but I mean, this is full on Israel's proboscis up our arse forever. I mean, this is maximum insane total takeover. They don't let other federal agencies have integration to the other main federal agencies. Very selective. You know about the turf wars there. There's reasons for all that, good and bad. I mean, this is just, listen, America, put your feet behind your ears. We're raping you with a cactus. Okay, I'm going to stop the sexual analogies. But, I mean, it's the only ones I can think of here. I mean, Pollard is like, I got a 10-foot cactus here. No lube, get ready. It's a lot of fun. And if you just joined us, I spent 30 minutes last hour reading the subsections of legislation. You cannot make this up. You cannot exaggerate this. Like Massey and others last week. Yeah, it kind of merges these really military with ours. It's a lot worse than that. I mean, why do we have any separation from other nations? Who else are we going to merge with, huh? Oh, remember, we always heard the UN's going to take over, and they do have plans. They got Congress to sign over a lot of our rights, and we've clawed that back, and Trump got us out of a bunch of the UN garbage. We have the WEF trying to come in and take control through legislation domestically. But Israel just comes in. They're like, we're controlling who gets elected. We're dumping money in here. We're going to primary anybody that gets on our ass. We're going to censor you. We're going to treat you like Hamas with the same energy we did with pagers against American citizens that, as a litmus test, say that Israel drugged the U.S. into war 90-something days ago. Israel brags they did. So if the U.K. was trying this, if the Chinese were trying it, which they've been trying, but imagine the Chinese. Yeah, we're integrating with the Chinese military. Everything, I'd be against it. And I don't say that as, oh, don't be mean to me, Israel. Oh, God, I like you, whatever. I do not like who's running your country. You're out. You're evil. You're nuts. You're on a power trip. But you know you've bit off more than you can chew. So you're cornered. And so this is, you're committed. I get it. And I just wish you'd learn to back down. But you don't. So this is going to get nasty. So we now have President Jeffrey Trump, or I guess he'll be President Jonathan Pollard Trump, Donald Jonathan Pollard Trump, just DJPT, this is his new initial, John, JJPT. Donald. How's your initials to be? Donald, Jonathan, Pollard, Trump. DJPT, yeah. That's Trump's new initials. DJPT. Donald, Jonathan, Pollard, Trump. Hail him as your new leader. Salute your leader now. And here's Netanyahu. Oh, yeah, we don't need your money anymore. Oh, we just got some defense deals. Yeah, we're going to joint develop some weapons and make a little money together. And then it's total takeover of everything. Live time integration. That almost no one in our own military. I mean, they don't give the heads of the NSA all the codes of the CIA or vice versa. They don't give the head of NORTHCOM all the codes of the other. You just don't want all the eggs in one basket. But, oh, Israel, you get everything. Ooh. And Jonathan Pollard sitting there with a little twinkle in his eye and a raging political hard-on to nail us against the wall. You know, George Orwell said, you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stomping on the human face forever. And instead, it's just being tied up at the mercy of Mark Levin and Jonathan Pollard and Ben Shapiro. Wow. And what does it say about us? I mean, this is what rules us? God almighty, this is sick, man. You can tell, I mean, there's a lot of good about humanity. There's good people in every group and the rest of it. But, man, if you look at what the cowardice of the average person, the laziness just to bow down to whoever the biggest thug is, you got Islam that is just metastasizing and getting more disgusting by the minute, especially when it, like, mixes into the most decadent parts of the West. Just like, ooh, look at that mutation. It's just wow, that's, woo! And then, and you got what Israel's turned into and the Chi-Coms and all their anti-human, transhumanist, just next-level arms race to the end of humanity. And you've got the EU totally satanic and the UK and all the pedophile garbage and just... And this is what we've turned into. God help us. I'm going to finish up on Iran and move to the other big subjects. There's so many. The AI data centers and the latest developments there that are the key. And but since I've been mentioning it for over an hour, let's go to Netanyahu. So when the Israel lobby neocons go, it's insane. We're just simply going to share an anti-missile defense system with Israel. That's all this is. How dare you claim that we're merging them into all of our most secure areas? Blah, blah, blah. Here's Netanyahu soft selling this, you know, rolling this out like it's, oh, no big deal. Nothing to see here. Just a minor arms deal that we're developing. And then go into some of these clips of Pollard. Here, let's show him on Turkey and Egypt are next. You're like, remember I told you that a couple years ago? I said, after they think they've got Iran, or once they've got the U.S. committed to the full war, sleepwalking into this, which they know wasn't going to happen overnight, if ever, the real target is then to somehow create false flags or rope us into war with Egypt and Iran and Turkey, the biggest conventional military in Europe. In Western Europe, if you count it as Western Europe, let's just say it's the largest of in NATO, conventional army. Not as big as the Russians, but it's big. And how are they going to get us into that? And you're like, well, we won't do that to our ally, Egypt. Obama funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow it and blow up thousands of churches and kill tens of thousands of Christians and rape every Western woman they get their hands on, including Laura Logan. There's footage of hundreds of men raping her. Because Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, you think anywhere else in the world, you think you go to Japan or China or hell, even Congo, Africa. Some of the most savage people in the world, and if they catch you having homosexual sex, they kill you. If they catch you raping some woman randomly, they kill your ass. But in the Middle East and everywhere, it's also normal in India. It's just rape that woman. Rape, 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 rape. And we're just supposed to love it. But that's who Obama with his Arab Spring. Remember Al Gore said, I like the Arab Spring. We need one of those here. And you're like, oh, then Pollard's our friend. He wants to attack Egypt. Egypt is allied with Israel right now. Our government overthrew it for a while until they took it back on their own to put the radical Muslims in, just like Israel created Hamas and funded them so they have bad guys they can attack. Comprende, 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 comprende. You think Israel was really going to install some pro-Western government in Iran if they were able to have Iran fall? They didn't do it. In 53 with Operation Ajax, that was British intelligence and U.S. intelligence. The globalists don't want stability. Yeah, go to Netanyahu and then go to him talking about greater Israel. And then let's go to him talking about Israel needs to immediately drop a nuclear bomb on Iran. Yeah, let's talk about the aftermath of what that would do. Go ahead and play the clips.
The way America sees itself.
On that point, looking forward, Mr. Prime Minister, do you believe it's time for the state of Israel to reexamine and possibly reset its financial relationship to the United States, meaning what the United States provides to Israel on an annual basis?
Absolutely. And I've said this to President Trump. I've said it to our own people. Their jaws dropped. But I said, look.
Well, what do you mean? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that I want to draw down to zero the American financial support, the financial component of the military cooperation that we have, because we receive $3.8 billion a year. Now, it's true you spent trillions of dollars or hundreds of billions and billions of dollars in Afghanistan and so on. And one of your senators said, hell, if we had in Israel instead of Afghanistan, over there, we wouldn't have to spend $1 trillion. It'll be a lot cheaper. But I'm saying it's going to be a lot cheaper because I want to draw down the American support for Israel to zero. We've come of age. We have a booming economy. After 3 years of war, our currency is the strongest it's ever been in the last 50 years, maybe more. Our stock market is one of the leading stock markets in the world. It's because we have this very high-tech juggernaut economy, one of the two centers of cross-discipline, breaking technologies, just changing the world. And we have a lot of talent here, which we share with our American friends, and we're going to share it with our Arab friends, too. And I think that it's time that we weaned ourselves from the remaining military support and go from aid to partnership. So I want to draw it down, and then I want to suggest projects, joint projects, for intel, for weapons, for missile defense. Israel, I think, is a leader in this in the world. Many countries come to us for it. I'd like to share it with the United States. We put an exact amount of money. You put the same. We share the fruits exactly. Now, I'm not just speaking here because I did this. We had financial aid when I first came in 1996.
Yes.
First time I became prime minister. And I was invited by the U.S. Congress for a joint session, one of four sessions.
All right, let's stop there. We'll go to the next clip in a moment. But, we just put in money and then we share the fruits, but it's our technology at the Pentagon and access to everything. And then you just say, we put in this money, now we get joint access to projects that are already complete. But that's even a side issue. It gives them access to all of our intelligence and all of our systems instantly. Now look at this. Pastor Hagee. You're a Satanist if you don't support the Jewish people. And that means whoever's in command over there. Sign it all over now. Jew hatred flows in this country, especially in our universities. It's time for a nation as a Bible. Believing nation. Stand up. And support the Jewish people. That means support whatever King Herod says, whatever Saul says, whatever Jonathan Pollard says. Let's go to Jonathan Pollard.
I'm not so sure that we will have as easy a time with the Turks as we've had with the Iranians. I've been following Turkish military doctrine, and
the strongest army in the Middle East.
The storm is coming.
Yes, of course.
I'm a member
of NATO.
And even worse, they're a member of NATO. So I look at Iran as a problem we absolutely have to finish, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Gaza, same thing, and the Hezbollah. Why am I fixated on this now? Because we have to be prepared for the next war, which will be probably against Turkey and Egypt. For the United States and the West, nuclear weapons at any level, tactical, strategic, EMPs, whatever, are viewed as something that should only be used as a last resort. And even then, very carefully, on an escalation ladder, as they say. With me, I don't care if you start throwing nukes immediately, responsibly, but immediately. And a case that I've been pushing is the use of an electromagnetic pulse weapon or weapons against Iran. Why are we waiting to get hit? I'm not so sure that we will have as easy a time with the Turks as we've had with the Iranians. I've been following Turkish military doctrine and...
The strongest army in the Middle East.
The storm.
America is bewitched with Satanism and witchcraft. There's a revival of witchcraft sweeping this nation right now. We are a nation of drive-by shooting, sex trafficking, child abuse, anti-Semitism, and Jew hatred flows in this country, especially out of our universities. It's time for this nation, as a Bible-believing Christian nation, stands up and supports the Jewish people and shuts down every form of anti-Semitism.
And literally on record, the Israeli lobby writes the talking points for Hagee for decades. Now, Hagee down in San Antonio, decades ago, I saw the clip many times. He goes, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel that was dealt with wisely by the Jews. The Jews dealt wisely with the rebel. Well done. String him up. That's what you do to Jesus. Because he's a part of the witchcraft too. Yes, you did it. The human trafficking of the children, the witchcraft, the devil worship. You mean like in the Epstein files, all confirmed? Satanism, devil worship, cannibalism, child rape. There are devils in the government that protected Epstein. Epstein, the Nazi. Epstein, the Mossad agent. Yes, yes, yes. Those that speak out against Epstein are of the devil. He was an angel helping to deal with the enemy Jesus. Those are joke quotes, but I mean, none of it's congruent. None of it has anything to do with reality. Witchcraft is spreading. Pedophilia and Satanism is everywhere. Human trafficking, let's do something about it. Because it's against the Jews. They're fighting. Epstein was waging war against the pedophiles. And now people are mad at Trump because he was protecting this hero that was battling the pedophiles. Essentially what he's saying. Now I speak to you in this fake voice of authority. Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel and a zealot who the Jewish authorities dealt with wisely. That's a real quote. Dealt with wisely. You know, that guy's got a couple of demons in him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More coming up straight ahead. Have you shared those live feeds? Woohoo! We're coming back. So excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies
that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Tied to our belts, abuse the cells. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shell. Another day, some other way. We're gonna go, but then we'll see you again. I've had enough, we've had enough. Call in vain, she said. I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start you'd put an arrow through my heart.
Round and round. Let me finish up with the unbelievably audacious, insane, treasonous placing in the official Defense Authorization Act. And it's not like somebody just put a rider in there. It's pushed by the White House. It's put in by the Republican leadership. It's promoted by Netanyahu, of course, as usual, announces to us months ago what was about to happen here, because he's the real president to a greater and greater extent. It's just a fact. And again, a lot of Republicans go, well, what, the Democrats are good? No, that's not what I said. Oh, the Muslims are good now? No. I don't want the Muslims to run the Pentagon. I don't want Israel to run the Pentagon. I don't want the Easter Bunny to run it, okay? We can't even get an audit in 30-plus years since the mid-90s. And you can try to find out how much is missing. You get different answers all the time. But now, the way this is set up in the budget and the free hand the Pentagon has with DARPA, there'll be basically no oversight, but a little hearing they have once a year. But where this is all placed, there'll be nowhere to know where the money went. That's how they've got trillions upon trillions upon trillions. No one knows the exact number. Here's an overhead shot. You can go ask Google's AI how much it is. And well, it was $2 trillion back on 9/11. They had an audit come out 2 days before that in 2001. And then a later audit found it was 4.7. And now higher audits up to $8 trillion. Some say $14 trillion. And the answer is no one knows. Pentagon fails eighth audit in a row as Congress grants it a $1 trillion budget. It's bigger than that now. And they go, oh, well, we gave the troops a raise. It was like a tiny part of the funding. It's like, well, we're going to give you, you'll get some Kool-Aid with the cyanide. I mean, it's going to taste delicious. Do you like grape or strawberry or cherry Kool-Aid with your cyanide? I mean, come on, you're not against giving the troops raises, are you? So it just goes on and on and on and on and on for decades. And now Israel will be in that area with orders to merge everything from Space Command to satellites to spying to all the weapons, R&D, secret technologies, everything. And then meanwhile, Congress came and found out about all this stuff. So it's keys to the kingdom, keys to the car, keys to everything. And again, the different Pentagon groups are all very jealous of this information. Other agencies all fight with each other. But I've never seen legislation to tell federal agencies to communicate like this. So that's why this is such a big deal. This is unprecedented. I want to shift gears to what's really going on with all the bio-warfare hyping. Oh, Israel's given full access to all that in there. I read that in the first hour. But I just spent over an hour of the last hour and 37 minutes on this, so I'm going to segue out of that now, but it is mind-blowing. But when I get into AI coming up, after I hit the COVID 2.0 news, it's so important, you're going to see a theme here. Because they've had legislation three times the last 2 years, and Trump supported it even when he was not even president-elect, when he was campaigning, he was for it. And I was being super cheerleader for Trump then, but I'm like, no, I've read the legislation. We shouldn't give AI companies, only select ones particularly, total liability protection from state, local, individual suit. And then they create an AI board of the AI company heads, which Trump has done. They didn't pass the law. He just created the council and executive order did it. And then they decide. Eminent domain, waiving of permits, steal all the water, dump toxic waste, do whatever you want. It's just, oh, Oprah Winfrey used to say, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Trump's like, you're above the law. Have your own dictatorship over anything, AI, computer, data centers, surveillance, you name it. To Israel, you get everything, everything, anything you want. It's all yours. No one can question you. You get this, you get that. It's like, wow. Man, the Adelsons give Trump a couple hundred million bucks, and they get the whole country. So you have all of these big power blocks, and Israel's sitting there watching the EU claim control over the U.S. and our courts and our speech and our commerce. Trump's kind of lifted a finger. He's lifted about a finger, against that. He stood up to that. He stood up to China big time, who's running all over us. But when it comes to Israel, it's like, oh, that's our little friend, so it's allowed to do all this. And oh, big tech, it's a friend as well, so it can do whatever it wants. So they have all the big watchdog groups, they're nonpartisan, saying it's absolute tyranny. And it is true that China's funding a lot of the anti-data center information. But it doesn't mean it's not a real criticism. So just because China's jumped on that bandwagon because they don't want us to have AI superiority doesn't mean that the AI big tech isn't its own totalitarian system. We always go back to that. So just finishing up with this, let's put back on screen how many days we are into the war that isn't a war. It was just going to last 4 days. We've already had regime change. It's a victory. Strait of Hormuz is open. No, I don't care if it's open. You better open it. Oh, we're hours away from a peace deal. And I notice he cycles through it. Every Friday he announces the peace deal is done and we've won. And then by Monday he says, well, I don't care when it happens. And then by Tuesday, you know, we're back at war. I guess, you know, the cycle is like a 7-day cycle, but I guess we're about a day ahead this time because Iran announced it's all over today, and then Trump started bombing again today. So normally that kicks in on Tuesday, but it kicked in on Monday this time. 93 days, 11 hours, 41 minutes since we got drug into this. But don't say that, or Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL said, we're coming after you. And we'll use the same energy we did on Hamas with exploding pagers against any American that challenges Israel or says Israel drug us into this war. And if you say that the Israel lobby is controlling any of America, and if you criticize Zionism, I can play the clips. He goes, our definition is if you criticize Zionism in any way, we're going to take you down. Wow. And, I mean, the old Zionism just meant you believe a state of Israel, you know, has a right to exist. I mean, I wouldn't say I was a Zionist, but I'm like, yeah, okay, Israel gets its country, and you know, let them have their thing, and I'm not an anti-Jew. I don't want to support the Muslims blowing them up, but I don't want them to exterminate the Muslims and declare Amalek and all that. Now what Zionism is today is an absolutely psychotic, foaming-at-the-mouth thing, attacking everybody and trying to take my country over and attacking me. I'm like, I'm anti-Zionist big time. I mean, I get phobias of things that bite me and are scary and mean. So that's why I don't like the Islamicists. You got some nice Muslims. They're not real Muslims. They're backsliders. I love them. But I've read the Quran a couple times, okay? And I've read their hadith. And it is the most crazy. I mean, folks, it's Muhammad getting gangbanged by 30 black dudes, okay, to get their semen for he'd be a Superman. That's how he got, you know, Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider. You know, that's how he got a superpower. You know, all these superheroes get a superpower for some weird accident or whatever. Well, Muhammad got his from gallons of African semen. I mean, it's some weird stuff here, folks. Some weird ass stuff. And, like, why are we cutting the ends of our sons' penises off? Because Israel says do it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm starting to like look around like, whoa, what is this? You know? It's like, why is everything coming out of the Middle East trying to run my life? It's weird. Now, I don't think I like the Middle East. I think it's a curse. Oh, look at this. I had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. Oh, yeah, and the Muslims cut their daughters' clitorises off, too. So I guess the original transgenderism is over there. Trump says, I had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, and there will be no troops going to Beirut, and any troops that are on their way have already been turned back. Likewise, through highly placed representatives, I had a very good call with Hezbollah, and they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel, President Donald John Trump. What was it, like 5 weeks ago? Pull it up. He goes, enough is enough to Israel. I had the peace deal with Iran, but you blew up all those Christian settlements in southern Lebanon. Stop it right now. And he goes, and I guarantee it's over because I'm in charge. And Netanyahu like launched the biggest attack ever and blew up like 30-plus thousand Christian homes and like 50 churches in one day. And then said, we'll strike whoever we want. And Trump, I mean, so it's like professional wrestling or something like Trump, like, I'll beat you up. You better watch it, Netanyahu. And then Netanyahu does whatever he wants. I mean, I really want to be covering the technocrats, the New World Order, the kill switches in all our cars, and how we're being killed by the globalist technocrats, because that's the top of it. But instead, it's Israel, 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 because it's Israel just coming into the vacuum and saying, there's a global power vacuum, there's a fourth turning, people are turning against globalism everywhere and old systems, we'll just come in and we'll take over everything. And then Israel goes, why are we the most unpopular? We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars a month trying to convince people, brainwash them to love us, and it's backfiring. And then the head of the Jewish conference goes, that's fine, we'll just increase funding, ah. It's like, use a Marvel comic analogy. Everybody seems to get those. Remember, like, Doomsday? I don't watch a lot of that, but I've seen a few of the movies with my son. And the more you bomb it, the more you attack it, the more powerful he gets. And Israel's like, our enemies have gotten 100 times more powerful as we attack them. Ah, I have an idea. Attack them even more. Oh, that will get them. And it's just like, no. People are like, good, no, don't interrupt Israel. They're the bad guys. Let them keep doing this. They bit off more than they can chew. Ah! Have you thought second, third, fourth order where that goes with Israel, all its nuclear weapons? Israel is thinking somewhat long term, but in like a Machiavellian roll the dice megalomania. But the people that are pro-Islam and want to blow Israel up, they're not really thinking. An angry Trump declares Israel, Iran. An angry Trump decries Israel, Iran for breaking ceasefire. Yeah, but you can pull up his actual Truth Social. It was like, enough is enough. I called Netanyahu and there'll be no more attacks in Lebanon ever. And then he does the complete opposite. So we've been living in this complete and total flip-flop city, up one side and down the other. And we're 90 plus days into it, 93 days into it, and it's just getting worse. And all the international studies are out, and I don't need to read those and surveys to know it. This is destroying U.S. credibility. This isn't 3D chess. This is people playing Trump, because they've learned, don't ever disagree with him, say he's right and agree, and then do the opposite. So used to, they had traitors inside the operation, and they would buck him and fight him most of the time, and then he would clamp down. But if you say, oh, yes, sir, we did that, take the executive order, throw it right in the trash can. Oh, yes, sir, we released all the JFK files. You dummy, I'm not going to give you nothing. The USA will get all nuclear dust created by our greatest B-2 bombers. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form. This deal is in no way subject to Lebanon either. But the USA will separately work with Lebanon and deal with the Hezbollah situation in the appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited, all caps, from doing so by the United States of America. Enough is enough. Thank you, DJT, baby. That was back in April 17th. A month and a half ago, Israel's been bombing Lebanon straight since then. But don't worry. He said it's all over again today. He said, I called up that Netanyahu and I said, boy, I'm the roughest, toughest hombre west of the Pecos. My name's Yosemite Sam. And Israel goes, Yosemite Sam? Yosemite Sam? Why, run for the hills. No, they just go, uh-huh, we run your Congress. And Trump, we're just going to share missile secrecy for that? Well, absolutely. I want to help with missiles. Thank you. We get all your codes and run your entire government. Oh, we shared missiles. Oh, you're a hero. You know, after they push us to the Defense Authorization Act, Netanyahu will be thinking, thank you, Mr. President, for helping us with the missiles, and we helped you some.
Yes, you've got some good missiles, so do we.
Well, we're going to be helping with your missiles more. Yes, yes.
I notice there's Israeli flags at the Pentagon now.
Yes, that's helping with the missiles. Here's the new one. Trump says Netanyahu will do whatever I want him to do. He's a great guy, adding, it's right now, 90% in Israel. I could run for prime minister. He goes, maybe I will after I'm out of office. It's just like cuckoo town. And look, Trump is still better than Democrats. But I can't sit here and just lie to people and just go, I've never seen such strategic genius. Everything he does turns to total gold. I mean, this is just, this man is like probably above God. All right. I mean, the war's over. We won. I mean, I you've seen it. It's like 40 something times he's declared victory. And every time he declares victory, it's all over my X count. You see, you idiot, it turned out great. You panicking dumbass. It's all, the straits open. Everything's fine. There's no inflation. There's no problem with fertilizer. You're a Chinese agent, you moron. And I'm just sitting there going, no, that's not what's going on here. Because I live in the real adult world. I actually study. And I'm horrified by this. And I'm telling you, Trump's, and who isn't at 79? My goodness gracious. Trump at 79, only sleeping 3 hours a day maximum. I mean, I don't know how he's. I mean, it's a miracle of God he's even alive, folks. The stress of that would kill a 50-year-old man. I don't know how he does it. I mean, you know. But I watched him bumble around in some long interview with his daughter-in-law about the ballroom. And he sounded like grandparents who you weren't sure were starting to get neurological stuff, but a year later it was very clear. Kind of how they repeat things, and then they just kind of say something, and then kind of, and I was like, yeah. So chalk it up to that, whatever it is. This is a problem. Because Israel wanted to get us into a full war so they would commit us to military aid. And now to be committed to military aid, their excuse is we've got to take control of their government to make sure it never gets cut off. Quite the argument. While you actually take over what's left of the most powerful country in the world and say, we're the superpower now. And you got the Republican Party leadership, it's, look it up, they're supporting Israel essentially taking over our military. All right, I'm going to stop getting into this now. I got a few more on Iran, and then I'm going to get into the Ebola stuff real quick. It's really important, and how it ties into the ticks and the Google to release 32 million. Oh, you didn't know Google didn't just spy on you and give you bad search results and fund drag queen story time? Oh, no, they funded COVID-19 development, and now they're going to release 32 million loving mosquitoes, GMO mosquitoes. Oh, and guess what country they're going to release them on? You want to guess? On America, on the USA, because they love us so much. And Bill Gates is involved as well. There have been very bizarre outbreaks in Brazil and other, and Colombia when they did this, but it's okay. We specially made these. They do this and they do that. And oh yeah, when we actually put in something else, only top biologists with billions of equipment could even scan and find out the other little Trojan horses we put in. I mean, they admit the COVID shots give you blood clots and cancer and infertility. They still just went ahead with it. Well, this will just be a little mosquito. How do you prove you got bit by one? How do you know? Plus, it violates informed consent, violates the Nuremberg Code, punishable by death, but so what? Google's about to, in a joint Bill Gates operation, release in California, Texas, and other poor states, and I mean by poor, I mean poor, poor us. That's the twilight zone I live in. Bill Gates and Google, jointly with Microsoft, are going to release 32 million mosquitoes on us. Isn't that sweet of them? And since Bill Gates started doing this, we get the Da Nang and the Zika. There's all these strange outbreaks of all sorts of other weird stuff wherever he releases these. They've already done it in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida. And now, a bunch of them, California. Yeah. Like he did at that TED Talk where he opens up the mosquito jar and goes, it shouldn't just be Africans that get to enjoy this. Woo, he's got a prize for you. Oprah Winfrey says, you get a car. You get a car. Bill Gates says, you get alpha-gal syndrome. You get Rocky Mountain fever. You get one of these horrible little pathogens we put in you with flying syringes. And Bill Gates has got all these patents delivering pathogens, mRNA, self-replicating nanotech into you with ticks and mosquitoes. It's Bill Gates, now known as Mosquito Man, the savior of the earth. Why, he says he wants to get rid of the majority of the world population, but he loves you so much he's releasing ticks and mosquitoes everywhere, and suddenly diseases are exploding. I wonder what could be happening. He just told us he was going to do it, wants to kill us.
Now, there's too many people. My main mission, taking over my father and mother's foundation that was Thomas Watson's Hitler's foundation. I just want to kill you. I mean, I wear a pink sweater, but won't you just take my shot?
And so what's happened is you have a bunch of power groups, the mad scientists, the Israelis, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, just running around with foaming at the mouth, power grabbing everything. And they know the old system's coming down, so they're trying to build new totalitarian systems to create a new one to hold up their new system. And it just makes them more demonized and more hated, so they get more militarized and build bigger bunkers. And now saying, I know they say that this is a little bit better, Bill Gates' voice. I know they talk about a collapse. Our own security people might take us out, but that's why we're pretty soon going to have a fully deployable land, air, sea, combat robot defense force, so I won't need to rely on any humans anymore.
What a wonderful world you're building where you're so hated, you're in a self-imposed prison protected by hunter-killer robots, Bill Gates. I mean, can you imagine a dystopia like that where you're so hated that all of them have already got combat robots, you know, just sitting there ready, lockers in the buildings ready.
Activate.
By people, ones that roll around, weaponized, flying ones.
Deploy non-lethal.
But in a real collapse, you're going to see their robots come marching out. When the robots come marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. When the robots come marching home again, la, 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 la. You'll know it's the end, it's in the end, the end, the end, the end. When the robots come marching in.
But oh, don't look, AP, sponsored by Bill Gates. A Bill Gates Tide Mosquito Project is not responsible for recent U.S. malaria cases, even though it's spiking, and even though the majority of world cases of polio are caused by the vaccine that he sponsored. Look that up. It's okay. Yes, he says, and his father and his mother and all of them said their main mission is depopulating you, and yes, they say they want to kill you. But that's a joke when they say that, spending trillions to get control of all the infrastructures and the regulations and the governments. They're releasing ticks and mosquitoes and all these diseases are exploding because they love you.
People read comic books and see like supervillains and go, this is crazy. So you study history. No, those are composites of what these people are really like. Okay, so Bill Gates wants to murder you and your family. But first, he wants to make you sick and suck all the money out of you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh, look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch, the communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.